Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
I'm Arne Menon from the University of Birmingham, Professor of European Politics.
Can you tell me, do you think the EU is going to rescue its member states?
I think in the area of security policy, no. In fact, I think it probably does just the opposite. I think the EU provides an excuse for member states, something they hide behind that prevents them investing more in defence and doing more in security, and they can blame the European Union for their own failings.
Has the financial crisis had any impact on how defence policy works within the European Union, or is defence policy dependent on other factors?
Well, it's had an impact. Some member states have undertaken massive cuts in defence spending, I think 25% in some cases. But at the same time, some member states are spending more. The Poles and the Swedes are spending more on defence now, despite the crisis. And Europe's problem isn't it doesn't spend enough money, it's that it spends its money badly on 27 different national armed forces that often can't work together. If they spent the same amount of money together, they would be able to do more.
Do you think that the European states which were involved in the intervention in Libya, were they there as individual nation states, or were they there because they were in NATO, because of some EU setup? What was the political reasoning behind them being in Libya?
In the case of some states, there was a political calculation that we need to be seen to be there. But everyone took a national decision by themselves. These international organizations can't compel states to act against their will. So it was a purely national decision, and governments decided on the basis of a calculation of what they thought was in their own interests.
Where is European defence planning headed now, and why?
There's no such thing as European defence planning. It's all national, and that's one of the problems. Everyone plans their own defence, and no one spends time to coordinate to see if the plans are actually compatible or not.
How much does it matter what the United States is doing in terms of what the Europeans then decide to do in relation to defence?
Well, it matters tremendously because there are a lot of member states, particularly the eastern member states, are desperate to curry favour with the Americans and so, for instance, send a disproportionate number of troops to Afghanistan. The Americans are the global leaders when it comes to the deployment of military force, so Europeans are very, very much affected by what the Americans do. I think if the Americans obviously start to show less interest in Europe and security in Europe's neighbourhood, that might give Europeans an initiative to do more themselves. But at the moment, and based on the evidence of Libya, I don't think the Americans will do that.
What are the key security and defence concerns for Europe as we head forward?
The key defence concern is to what extent can European states work together, because the ability of individual states to act alone is declining rapidly.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.